Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
With freedom through faith. And now, here's Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone everywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's so blessed to have you join us today. We are blessed every time we get together around the Word of God. And we just want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join with us. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we can rejoice. We can be glad in it. Or you can be upset in it. And unfortunately, there is no way for you to have any joy at all without Jesus in your heart. Oh, you may think you have joy in the world system. You may think that these things bring you joy and happiness. But I'm telling you right here, right now, today, the only joy that will really matter is Jesus in your heart. Amen. What was this past year like for you? Was it filled with joy and peace or anxiety and stress? Did you have time stealers? Well, let's see how we can wisely use time to help our faith, to help share Christ with the world, to give you a new direction for life. In Ephesians chapter 5, let's turn over there real quick. Ephesians chapter 5. Hallelujah. And no, I'm not going to preach about the wedding scriptures here. But verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What was the year 2018 like for you? Was it filled with peace and joy or anxiety and stress? You know, New Year's is often a time for making New Year's resolutions, promising yourself to give up some bad habit or to develop new good habits, amen? Or maybe even changing your lifestyle. Now, you know, the problem is, by the end of January, most New Year's resolutions have fallen by the wayside. Gym memberships are up in January. Oh, man, the first week of January, everybody is fired up. They're going to get healthy and work out every day or four or five times a week or whatever. By the end of January, everything's back to normal. And the gym has income coming in for the entire year because you signed the contract, even though they know that those who start off at 5 days a week, by the end of January, it's 3 days a week, and by the end of February, it's once a week, and by the time March rolls around, once a month. That's just the numbers. They play the numbers. And they're not going to give you a deal. You know, they'll say, oh, you know, we're going to waive the sign-up fee or something like that. But, you know, if you're paying $100 a month, they're not going to give you a deal because you decide later, I'm not going as often as I thought. Can you cut me a break here? No, you signed the contract. All right. So be wise to that. Anyway, it may be a time here at New Year's of trying harder at something, or a time of reestablishing broken relationships, or maybe a new exercise technique or routine so you can lose that extra 10 pounds. And some listening to me this morning may have an inner desire for a new direction in your life. You may be a Christian and yet secretly struggle in your personal daily walk with the Lord. You need a change. You may be here searching for inner peace and joy that God promises to those who walk with Him. Yet, your life is full of bitterness and struggles and continuous sin. This morning, let's look at basically three steps for a new direction in our life. Now, we read Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. So be careful how you live. Not as the unwise, but as the wise. Making most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Now think about that. It was just as valid back when it was written as it is today. It's probably more valid today than at any other time in human history. The days we live in are evil. If you don't believe me, turn on the evening news. Turn on your local news. All the main reports are about people killing each other, shootings taking place. You know, one side of the government doesn't like the other side of the government. The state governments are mad at the federal government. The federal government's mad at other countries, and other countries are mad at us. The days are evil. Christians are taking a stand, and the liberals and progressives, you know, they promote immorality. Anything that goes against the Bible, that's the person's choice, and that's the way it should be. You know, the gay lifestyle, the gay marriage, the transgender issues, and all these other things represent less than 2% of our society, but yet the 98% are forced not just to accept them, but to promote that immoral lifestyle. You're just reinforcing the fact they are going to hell. Period.
Well, you mean you can't be saved and be gay?
You can be saved. Praise God, His mercy endures forever, and it's given to every person who believes. Jesus came, died, rose from the dead, and went to heaven. Every person. Now, does that mean your gay lifestyle is authorized by God? No. There is no blessing. There is no blessing. Oh, you may have material wealth, but you don't have spiritual blessing. You don't have the ability on the inside of you to be a blessing spiritually to someone else. You can bless them with material things, and all they're going to have is material faith. And when cancer strikes, AIDS strikes, HIV strikes, whatever the case may be, you can give them no hope at all. You will have no hope at all. Oh, you may believe, well, I'll go to the doctor and they'll fix me. So your faith rests in the doctor. You better hope that doctor's a believer, that he's been called by God. Because if, well, I'm not going to do that. I don't want anybody who pushes their faith on me to do a surgery on me. Well, good luck with that. Good luck where you're headed. Because you are headed to hell. Did that just offend you? Did that just make you mad by what I said? That immorality is abhorrent to God? And that those who live that lifestyle, those who promote that lifestyle, those who encourage others to live that lifestyle are cursed by God? Tough. Get over it. Or get right. I know that's stepping on toes, but if you stick your toes out from under the table, I will step on them. Matter of fact, I'll jump up and down on them. And 2019 is going to be that kind of year. I'm telling you right now. And we may get into it today or we may not. But 2019 is going to be a year of judgment. And it's not going to be fun. Matter of fact, I wasn't planning on getting off on this right now. But since we are touching on this topic, the East Coast of the United States this past year, Maryland, has had more rainfall than at any other time in recorded history. California, on the other hand, couldn't buy a cup of rain. And those fires that destroyed tens of thousands of homes, you've seen the results. In the middle of the country, there was drought in some areas, and some areas they had flooding. You know, there's tornadoes and all that. The basic premise I'm trying to establish is these are warning shots over the bow of the United States of America, that the decisions made by the politicians are not in accordance with God's will. The politicians are pushing an anti-God agenda. The politicians, elected by the people, chosen by the people, supposedly to represent the people in the government ordained by God to run this country. But they flipped that on the head. This nation is now ruled by princes, principalities, powers of the air, rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in high places. And that is evident every single day. Those who speak up for God, who stand on biblical morality, who take a stand for what the Bible says is right, are persecuted, degenerated, and called names, and you know, basically told, shut up. If you're going to preach that, do it inside your church. We don't want to hear it. You know, the Bible clearly says they stopped their ears and ran at Stephen. Right? They didn't want to hear what he had to say. They killed him because he took a stand for God. That's happening today. I seen an article just the other day. Something like 250 Christians per day are being martyred. On average. Some days it's more, some less, but 250 per day. Folks, the day and time is here. The day the Bible talks about. Matthew 24 is living today. The book of Revelation is happening now. The warning sign is here. You know, I believe, this is my personal opinion, studied from the Bible, hearing, praying about it, and hearing what I believe is the voice of God speaking to me. Donald Trump was chosen by God to be a disruptor to Washington, D.C., and he has done just that. Donald Trump has been chosen by God to expose all of the corruption going on in Washington, D.C. Why do you think even the Republicans were resisting him? Because he was going in and turning their get along, come along to get along mentality. You know, you're on that side, we're on this side, and we have two or three issues that divide us, but 98% of the things we're in agreement on. And the things they're in agreement on is bad for the United States of America. But yet they focus on those two things that separate them instead of the 98 things that are bad for America. Donald Trump went in there and started turning things on their head, and both sides united to stop him. But he went to Twitter and social media to continue to get his message out. And this just thoroughly upsets not just the media, because they were controlling what you can read and what you can think, but it upsets the politicians, the career politicians. Politicians were never supposed to have a career in Washington, D.C. And I still believe in term limits. I wish they'd enact a law that would force term limits. You know, something like a congressman could be elected 6 times and a senator 3 times. And that's it, period. That's plenty of time in D.C. Already have limits on the president 2x. That's it. But the politicians aren't going to vote them out of office, are they? Matter of fact, even when there's budget cuts and, you know, no cost of living increases, Congress still, usually like 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, will vote themselves a pay raise. You know, they tried forcing Obamacare on everyone, but they didn't participate in it. You know, well, they're the privileged class. They're like the Roman elitist in government. You know. Anyway, I'm getting off my topic. The point is, I believe 2019 is going to be a time when remedial judgments are about to be unleashed on the United States of America. We've had 2 years to turn back immorality in this nation under Donald Trump. 2 years! And he's had to fight tooth and nail every step of the way. Instead of coalescing around him, the Christian church in America has turned against him. There's still pockets here and there, usually conservative churches, but you have churches in America, and I'll call them all. We have African-American churches in America that do not support him because he's a Republican. Period. They wanted Hillary. He beat Hillary. How did he beat Hillary? Had to cheat. No, it's because God made it happen. Amen. Don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. Then they fought him tooth and nail for 2 years. Instead of the Christian churches saying, finally, we have someone who will take a stand for morality. Instead of doing that, they back up into their secure position in the hip pocket of liberal, progressive, left-wing Democrat politicians. Because the Democrats are doling out the money. They're giving them money, basically bribing them to keep them in office. Cut and dry. Oh, I hope somebody reports me to Facebook for saying all this. Go ahead. Make my day. Because I don't care. God has put this on my heart. And I'm going to preach it in 2019. This is the judgmental year where remedial judgments are about to be unleashed in the United States of America. You are going to see earthquakes. Major earthquakes. You're going to see hurricanes impact the coasts, all three coasts, Gulf Coast, East Coast, West Coast. You're going to see possible tsunamis on the West Coast. Hawaii, we've seen the volcano eruption last year. There's going to be earthquakes out there as well, which will cause tsunamis. There's going to be hurricanes. We're talking about hurricanes. There's going to be tornadoes throughout the Midwest. Severe outbreaks of tornadoes. There's also going to be more drought, more flooding, more fires. There's going to be snow coming this year that's going to be called record snowfalls. Thousand-year storms is what the weather people will say, meteorologists. Once in 1,000 years it gets this bad. Well, just remember, these are the things the Lord has shown me that are coming in 2019. Now, there's audio recording, video recording. It's out there. If they don't come to pass, bring it up. Call me a false prophet. But as they come to pass, I'll be checking the block. My prayers are with every one of them that comes to pass, people will repent of their sins. Pray, seeking the face of God, repenting of their sins, seeking his face. And he says in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that he will hear your prayers in heaven. Forgive us of our sins. Turn again and heal this land. But the only way it's going to happen is if the hearts of the people turn to him. And so far, that has not happened. Other than a little uptick, just a little uptick, which does give the true Christians hope in this country. But you can see all over social media, all over the news, all over the print, that the loudmouths, the liberal progressives, do not want God in charge in this country. They want humanism. They want socialism. They want anybody can do anything they want. Just elect us to power and we'll let it happen. That's where we're headed. Pushing God to the outside. Pushing God away. Saying, we don't want you anymore. We don't love you anymore. We love money. We love people. We love nature. And do you think that makes God happy? 2018 was the final toll. The bell has rung. The clock has struck. Midnight, January 1st is coming. And after that, I firmly believe remedial judgments are about to happen. In Joel, everything was going along great. Things were having, the prosperity was there. The best crop they'd ever had was about to be harvested. And then, in the distance, they see this dark cloud coming, but it wasn't, it didn't really look like a cloud. It looked like it was alive. It was moving. And as it drew closer and closer, they realize a plague of locusts like had never hit before invaded the land. And within just a day or so, consumed everything. Every green thing. All of the crop, the entire crop for the nation for an entire year, devastated, gone, all the way down to the stubble. It even ate the stubble. The people didn't know what to do. So they turned to God. That is the warning for the United States of America. Just like the book of Joel. Matter of fact, go over to Joel chapter 1. This is not anywhere on my notes today. I didn't know we were going to be talking about this, but this is what we're doing. Verse 5. Let's go to chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. First, here's Joel. He identifies who he is, the son of Pethuel. He says, hear this, you old men, and give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has this ever happened before in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? And obviously they're saying no. Tell your children about this day. Let your children tell their children, and their children tell another generation. That which the palmer worm has left, or the locust has left, the locust is eaten. That which the locust has left, the canker worm eats. That which the canker worm eats, the caterpillar eats. So awake, you drunkards. He's talking about people who go out party all the time. You know, hey, prosperity is here. Let's go party. Let's go drink. So awake, you drunkards, and weep. Howl, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine. For it, the new wine, which has been referred to as Jesus, the new wine has been cut off from your mouth. A nation has come upon my land, strong, without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has cheek teeth of a great lion. Let's talk about these locusts. He has laid my vine waste, barked my fig tree. He's cleaned it bare and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. These locusts have consumed everything. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meal offering and the drink offering has been cut off from the house of the Lord. All the grain harvest was supposed to be like a wave offering, a heave offering. All that's now gone. They have nothing to offer the Lord according to the law. He goes, it's all been cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests and the Lord's ministers mourn because they don't have any offerings to present before God and represent the people. The field has been wasted. The land mourns. The corn is wasted. The new wine's been dried up. The oil languishes. Be ye ashamed, you husbandmen. Howl, O you vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. Amen. The vine's been dried up because there's no leaves on it. I mean, it's gone. The fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered away because joy has withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Howl, you ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers of my God. For the meal offering, the drink offering is withheld from the house of your God. Now he tells them what to do. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day, for the day of the Lord is at hand. This is one of the first references about the day of the Lord, which has been proven beyond a doubt, we are living in the day where the day of the Lord is at hand. I'll be talking more on this in other episodes. As a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before your eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of your God. The seed is rotten under their clods. The garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down. The corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? Because they don't have anything to eat either. So that means your animals, the cattle and sheep and all that, they're going to wither away. The herds of cattle are perplexed because they have no pasture. The flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to you I will cry, for the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. You know, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, the farmers and all that, they ran into the field starting fires, trying to drive the locusts away, trying to protect something. And he says, now the fires have gotten out of control. The fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. The flame has burned all the trees of the field. The animals of the field cry unto you. The rivers of water have been dried up. The fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. And then he goes into chapter 2 about blowing the trumpet, sounding an alarm in the holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord comes, for it is near at hand.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.